T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason, good morning to you.
Yeah, because you're about to say something crazy, John.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning, guys.
Jason, good morning. How are you doing, man?
I've never looked forward, Jason and Hugh, to New Year's Eve. This year, I mean, I normally just blow it off.
John, I tried to stop you from saying it. Now I got to get you. John, what makes you think New Year's Eve is going to be this big old bash? What's going to happen in 3 months that's going to make you feel like everything's going to be all right?
I just say the calendar is going to go from 2020 to 2021.
And guess what? Ain't nothing gonna be done changed. And I said, yes, I did say, ain't nothing gonna be done changed. I did say that. I said that.
Jason, am I wrong here? Or do we just want to get out of this damn thing?
I'm with you. I don't think anything's gonna be dramatic.
What? You gonna, John, act like we gonna be out there. Who going to New York on New Year's? Raise your hand. Exactly.
Oh,
and we'll, and Jason, we're on radio, and I just asked everybody. Hey, John, this is going to be the weirdest New Year's that we've ever seen. Like, it is. I mean, let's just, Halloween's going to be different. Everything, like, ain't nothing about to change, John. It ain't about to change. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about some soccer and get back to a little bit of reality. Steven Glass and Adam John both said that he think this team is real close to clicking. How close do you really feel that this team is getting to getting on a roll?
Yeah, I felt that way for a while, and I think we saw it last Wednesday with the win over Dallas. I think maybe it's easy to say, because they didn't follow that up with a win in Chicago, that, oh, they weren't that close. I actually look at it the other way around. I think Chicago, you had a similar kind of early mistake that you've been trying to eliminate. But Wednesday against Dallas, that win for me showed where this team can be. It's not easy, because you're missing right now a lot of your creative players due to injury. You should be getting them back very soon. You're missing Joseph Martinez, which you're not going to get back until 2021. And that makes that margin of error really thin. So mistakes punish you even more. But this team has shown, and especially in that game against Dallas, that they can compete. They can beat good teams. Dallas is a very good team. But the game against Chicago also shows that they can't do it while making mistakes early in matches. They can't overcome that right now.
Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United. DC United, tell me about them this year. Tell me what they're going through and how you see the game this weekend.
You think Atlanta United's had a struggle this year with injuries and poor form and not creating a lot of chances. DC's been even worse this year with that. Injuries have ravaged that team. Paul Areola, their top player, has been out for the season. They are not finding goals right now. They're not creating a lot of chances. Two players that Atlanta United fans will remember fondly, Yamil Assad and Julian Gressel, neither one are having strong seasons this year. DC's been just a team that has really struggled here lately, to the point that Stephen Goff of the Washington Post says that the seat that Ben Olsen, their manager, who's been there for a long time and played for the club for a long time before that, so the seat's scalding hot. I don't know how he survives the year the way this has gone. It's not all his fault this year. It hasn't been all his fault because he hasn't always had a ton of talent to work with. But this DC team is not a strong team, and Atlanta has to take advantage of a road match that they can win.
Talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for Atlanta United and DC United coming up this weekend. Jason, you know, you're a guy in Atlanta. And obviously, you know the headline this morning. It's the Braves. I was asking earlier, and I'm just kind of curious, you know, as an Atlanta sports fan, what your opinion is. Was yesterday's win by the Braves, the way it played out, 13 innings, they struck out 21 times. You know, they had to win a pitcher's duel and all that kind of stuff. Everything that isn't really the Atlanta Braves in a lot of ways. Is that a good sign for the playoffs from a team, or is it a big concern that playoffs are different and the Braves' long suit, which is hitting a lot of home runs, is not going to be something that can carry them?
I mean, playoffs are different. I think the Braves have seen that in recent years, where what's worked for them in the regular season has not worked in the postseason. But the difference this time around is they found a way to win, and that's what the playoffs are all about, because – you have to find a way to get that W, and they did yesterday. So I'm looking at it as a positive that they found a way to get that win and get the series advantage, but it is different in the postseason. There's just no way around it. You're not going to, you know, be this team that looks like a cartoon on the scoreboard with all the home runs. It dries up in the postseason. So you've got to find other ways to win. Yesterday they did.
So I'm curious. You know, you being an analyst for Major League Soccer and all, I know it's different, but you're still an analyst. So when you watch a game like the one that the Braves had yesterday, how are you watching it? Are you watching it as an emotional fan, or are you watching for the momentum swings or different things that are happening in the game? How was Jason Longshore watching that game yesterday?
See, being from Atlanta, and I mean, going to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium and as a kid and growing up with a Glenn Hubbard glove, I'm looking at it as a fan. But I try to take that step back. And I'm glad you mentioned momentum swings. That's something that I always look for in any sport. It's hard to find sometimes, and I think in baseball maybe it's a little bit harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
But those momentum swings, especially when you get to this time of the year, are critical, and that's what I'm always looking for in any sport.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're right, guys. I mean, you played in the playoffs. It is different.
It's different. Yeah. And with that being said, John, that's why I always respect the perspective of the fan. And you know I give Abe a hard time, and everybody else, and they're emotional about it. They're emotional about it, but I understand it. But you have to understand, as a former player, It's the same for us. We just have to kind of keep that in check and kind of ride the wave. You know what I mean? You know, just like I gave an example yesterday about, you know, Marcell Ozuna, the sack fly or the non-sack fly. Dude, or when you talked about how guys were getting fanned. Dude, the momentum and the butterflies, it's the same for the players. You just have to ride that wave and kind of work your way through that. It's not like somebody's going out there trying to, you know, purposely, you know, screw up. But, yeah. It's just a different vibe.
By the way, Jason, I have big respect for the Glenn Hubbard glove. Did you have a Rufino Linares bat or a Pascual Perez chain?
I didn't. I did not have those. I played third base, and I got the Hubbard glove because I couldn't get the Dale Murphy glove. I had the Dale Murphy poster on the wall. Played for the Braves my 1 year of Little League. I was good in the field. I couldn't hit, though. I was not much of a hitter, but I was pretty good with that glove.
See, you know, like I say, I respect that. All right, final thing about, let's go back to Atlanta United for a second. What is your expectation now? You think, just broadly, you think that they're ready to make a run at the playoffs?
I think they have the potential to. They got to get guys healthy, and having a normal week this week is a huge, huge help with
who's going to be back, by the way?
With Jurgen Dom day-to-day, with so many critical players going forward day-to-day. You want to get Marcelino Moreno into this group as quickly as you can. Hopefully he'll be able to become part of the group fast. His fitness level should be good coming in because he's been training with Lanús for over a month. But how quick is he going to feel sharp on the field? Those are the things we don't know. You get all those people back, and you start to eliminate some of these mistakes, which you did against Dallas, you didn't against Chicago. Yeah, this team can get into the postseason. And you want to be playing your best soccer at the end of this month to be able to go on a postseason run.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it, Jason. You know, it's not on you, I understand that, but we look for you to, you know, kind of give us the insight here. So, keep us up to speed here, and hopefully we can get things rolling. And maybe yesterday was a kickstart to rolling in the right direction, which is what we all need. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.